You're listening to SBS News.
At the Moria camp, built for 3,000 refugees in Mytilene in Greece, conditions are overcrowded with 19,400 refugees there currently. With only one water tap for every 1,300 people and no soap available, it's a recipe for catastrophe where simple preventive measures such as frequent hand washing and social distancing are seemingly impossible. According to Médecins Sans Frontières International, there is a high risk that the COVID-19 virus will spread at refugee camps where residents are already suffering from untreated respiratory diseases and a severe food deficiency. Paul Reynolds, the CEO of Save the Children Australia, has visited numerous migrant refugee camps in the region, most recently in Jordan. He says realistically, it would be impossible to contain an outbreak in such camp settings.
I think at the moment, wealthy countries of the world are being completely ignorant of the impact that coronavirus is going to have on vulnerable populations around the world. I am really concerned about what happens when coronavirus takes hold in refugee camps like those on the Syrian border, like those involving the Rohingya in Bangladesh and in Yemen.
Mr. Reynolds says the camps are already under extreme pressure.
We have significantly vulnerable populations that simply do not have the ability to withstand the impact of yet another health issue on top of malnutrition and the existing health issues that they have. So it's a significant issue, and it's one that the Australian government, European governments, North American governments need to really step up on.
While there are no known cases yet of COVID-19 in refugee camps, most likely due to a lack of testing, the disease has the potential of hitting those communities with disastrous consequences. Jan Egeland is Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Norway's largest humanitarian NGO. He's told Al Jazeera he's extremely worried, bearing in mind the chaos the virus is already causing around the world.
Imagine then what it would cause in densely crowded refugee camps, community centres filled with civilians in a war zone, displaced people fleeing to informal settlements in places where there is little or no water, no washing facilities, little hygiene.
Medical experts say that the two major prevention tactics offered, social distancing and extensive hand washing, are unlikely to work for refugee communities that live in cramped environments and have poor access to clean water. However, drawing on previous experiences with the Ebola outbreak in Africa and with SARS and MERS in other parts of the world, Naomi Steer, the National Director of UNHCR Australia, told SBS an outbreak would be manageable, providing the basic amenities are made available.
We've faced SARS in the past. We've faced Ebola, and that's still ongoing. We've faced influenza. And it's really about being prepared, having preventative measures, ensuring that we have appropriate soap, water, sanitizer, very, very basic things, and of course treatment. And if we can corral all those resources, we can feel somewhat confident that we can manage the situation also around COVID-19.
She says UNHCR's significant experience gives them a blueprint on how to deal with COVID-19.
The key to that is actually working with the refugee population and giving them the resources that they need to manage their own health concerns, together with UNHCR, the government and other partners.
But Paul Reynolds from Save the Children says the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on these populations cannot be underestimated.
These are populations that are already vulnerable, they're already malnourished, and they have extremely limited access to healthcare. We desperately need global governments, including the Australian government, to understand the impact that COVID-19 will have on these populations.
Alan Lee, SBS News.